Harrison is sort of a unique breed in that Harrison actually was born and bred in Hatfield and went to UMass and stayed in Hatfield and is farming and is a beginning farmer, only in that he hasn't yet done it 10 full years. Have you, Harrison?
No, this season will be my about seventh season in production.
Is it because you were not doing it, or because you're just not old enough yet?
Probably just wasn't old enough yet. To give a little backstory, I actually started when I was about 12 with my grandfather in his little vegetable garden and started gaining interest in this. And then a few years, I kind of dabbled with that. And it kind of all started with a little farm stand on the side of the road in front of the house with a couple sawhorses and a piece of plywood, just selling the extra vegetables we had in the garden. Kind of where the inspiration took off.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Harrison Bardwell of Bardwell Farm. I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you're, Hatfield born and bred, and this is a wonderful place where so many people like me come and find a home and want to stay here a lot because of the wonderful agriculture that we've got. So what made you decide to go in this route, Harrison?
Farming's been in my family itself since 1685. So this year marks almost 335 or 36 years of Bardwell Farm, the farm itself. It's been in my blood forever. It's been in my family forever. And I've always had an interest in the outdoors. Those two things kind of drew together of I wanted to continue a family tradition, a heritage of growing on the same land in the same town that's been for years. Being a ninth generation farmer in the family and in this town was just, it always drew interest to me. It's like something that I didn't want to see let go or let, never come back. I love playing with the soil. I love being outside. I love seeing how Mother Nature interacts and how things really grow and develop into something that we can eat every day. It's really something that are really the two things that drove me to want to take this path in my life.
So Harrison, as a beginning farmer, 7 years in, you've had some, great, amazing benefits having grown up in Hatfield. And yet on the other hand, you have a lot of the same challenges anyone would have who would begin to farm. Could you just share a little bit of both sides of that?
Yeah. So, coming from a farming family, the farm was actually retired. My grandfather was the last to farm. And so over the years between my grandfather and my father, a lot of the equipment was sold off. The farm was a different kind of farm. Back then, they were growing more tobacco and grain, corn, and onions, whereas now I'm more of a diversified vegetable farm. So I was really, really fortunate to be left with 30 acres of tillable land available to me, along with some essential equipment like tractors and harrows and plows to really get going. With that said, that's any farm, any new beginning farm, that's all they would ever want. That's what they would need to get there. So if I kind of followed in my grandfather's footsteps and were growing those same similar crops, I would be okay. The struggles that I have now is that I'm a diversified vegetable farm, so I'm growing over 200 different varieties of crops. So really the equipment and the infrastructure that are here are not suitable for what I'm doing. So, throughout the years, I'm slowly trying to change this farm over to what my operation is now. And a good example is greenhouses. There was no greenhouse here. So I finally, this past year, was able to get grants to purchase and build my own greenhouse.
We're speaking with the relatively new owner of a very old farm, Harrison Bardwell from Bardwell's Farm in Hatfield. When I think about my family, I know a little bit about my grandparents and a very tiny bit about my great-grandparents, and that's it. But how much do you know about your ancestors that started this farm? What, 12 generations ago, did you say?
9 generations, actually.
Exaggerating.
Farm-wise, we stretch back years and years and years, and we even have people, other Bardwells from the area that come here to kind of find their roots of Bardwell and Bardwell Farm and how it originated. I learn every year through other people, through other Bardwells, and through my family of, more bits and pieces of who we actually were 300 years ago. There's a lot of history here in the soil and in the infrastructure and the surrounding towns.
Are you the Bardwell of Bardwell's Ferry in Shelburne and Conway, I think, actually?
We are not, but a true story is that any Bardwell you'll find, you know, this side of the Mississippi, if you will, originated from Hatfield, Massachusetts. In the war way back, a Bardwell came over and settled here in the winter and kind of formed Bardwells from England. So this is kind of the ground roots of where Bardwells and the farm originated and started in the USA.
Well, and it's good because, you know, this farm has been around for hundreds of years. So your farm has already managed to make it through smallpox and yellow fever and the Spanish flu. So COVID, that's nothing for Bardwell Farm.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing all we can to really keep ourselves safe and our customers.
Harrison Bardwell of Bardwell Farm in Hatfield, a ninth generation legacy farm in the valley. And Phil Corman from CESA, supporting all those farms from new and old. You can find out more at buylocalfood.org.